Now, verse 4, again, it's not in the better manuscripts, but I don't want to get into an argument. Quite a few will write in and tell me I do not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, and I want to assure you that I do believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. Why in the world do you think I teach the entire Bible? But I do think there's such a thing as fundamental conservative scholarship, and they feel that because it's not in the better manuscripts, verse 4, it was put in by a scribe as a word of explanation. Now, it's factual, but whether it belongs in Scripture is another point. To me, that's not the essential thing. There's something here far more important than this, but this is a good word of explanation. Why were they here? For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, that's the explanation of why they were there. And the belief was that an angel stirred the water at a certain season. And again, I don't want to enter into that. I personally feel that a great many cures took place there because they were psychological. And what we have here is the fact that many were sick in their mind. And there are a great many more today that are sick in their minds, ignorant and superstitious. And there are quite a few that go to faith healers today, and somebody tells me they get healed. Well, whether they were ever really sick is always a question, and whether they stay permanently healed is another question. And my point is that the Lord Jesus Christ heals today just like he did here, and that it's not healed by some moving of the water at all. Now our attention is directed to a certain man here. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Now, whether he'd been there all that time, I don't know. But he'd had this infirmity 38 years, and apparently he couldn't move. That is, barely could move. I would say he's the worst case that was there. Probably, if he hadn't been there the 38 years, he'd been there many years. My, how frustrating it was for this poor fella. Just think of all those years, 38 years, and he must have been much older than that. And this man, apparently the worst case there, and we're told the condition is the result of his own sin. For in verse 14, the Lord Jesus said, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Now, this is the case that is there, and you can well imagine this poor fellow lying there, keeping his eyes on the water, waiting for the moving, hoping that somehow or another he might be able to be the first one that would get down in the water. And there was disappointment after disappointment because he was in such bad state that others got in the water, but he didn't. And I'm sure that he saw many cures there. That is, people sick of mind, I'm sure that they were healed because they were sick in their mind and healed in their mind, too, by the way. That man was watching that pool,